Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, Secretary of State John Kerry, for some reason, I don't know why, that he's having to talk to Code Pink about, I guess they're protesting the war or something, because I know they asked the Marines to leave in California, one of their particular places that was there. But this is what he said. This is what Secretary of State John Kerry said to Code Pink, who is against coming against the, fighting a war against the Islamic State, ISIS or ISIL. He said, "You ought to care about fighting the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, because ISIL is killing, raping, and mutilating women. They believe women shouldn't have an education. They sell off girls to be sex slaves to jihadists." This is Secretary of State John Kerry speaking truth over ISIS and ISIL. This is what the Secretary of State says. Secretary of State John Kerry said, "You ought to care about fighting ISIS and ISIL, because ISIL is killing and raping and mutilating women. They believe that women should not have an education. They sell off their girls to be sex slaves to the jihadists." Think about that. That's why I was always wondering, like, why would any woman want to support, if you care about women, if you love women,
right?
Why would you support that? Why would you support oppressing her and just horrific things happen? And so our Secretary of State standing up and saying, this is the reality of what's going on. And I just want to, you know, say, you know, thank you to the Secretary of State for, you know, letting us know and confirming what we knew to be true, but
in
our leaders,
yeah,
in clarity, that our leaders know that this present push, this Arab Spring that some people are very supportive of, that the Canadian Muslim that we had on, that she said that Muslim Brotherhood is one of the leaders in, that according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, that our government has partnered with this whole Muslim Brotherhood, which is the fighting arm of that, is like Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIL, and all these different things going on. And this is how they treat women. This is what he's saying. Let me quote the Secretary of State again. He says, "You ought to care about fighting ISIS or ISIL, because ISIL is killing, raping, and mutilating women." But that alone, I mean, it's like, whether it's women or men or children, it's just like, what? But just women alone, if we care about women, you know, we're going to say, "Dear God, stop this ISIS, stop this ISIL that's going on." He says, and then Kerry goes on to say, he says, "They believe women should not have an education." Think about all the women in America right now that are obviously highly educated, and there are doctors and lawyers. Maybe they're your doctor, maybe they're your banker or whatever. But if the Islamic State stretched itself over America, if they put a caliphate the way ISIL's wanting it to happen in America, then all of our mothers and our sisters would be treated that way up under that. And Secretary of State said, we should be fighting that. You know, and I think he's right. You know, somehow, you know, we need to definitely not to be in agreement with it. And we need to stand up for the women. And that the source of that is the Blaze magazine that just came out, I believe, the November issue. And I was pleased to hear, you know, this go down, that that we're doing something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very, very encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.